Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to another little bite-sized political podcast. I hope this one finds you well on this Tuesday morning. As always, this podcast is sponsored by Quantum Hypno, link below. And I want to talk to you about when Rishi met Barak, because I'm sure you saw the video footage of strolling along Downing Street, Mr. Barack Obama himself, in to have what is euphemistically called a one-hour chat on artificial intelligence with Rishi Sunak. Right, okay. We're going to get to that in a second. I wondered where Mike was, his wife. I didn't see lovely Michelle. It was just Barak on a solo trip. And of course, it's perfectly normal for previous presidents of the United States to fly around the world to the likes of the UK, have meetings with elected, indeed non-elected politicians in the case of Rishi Sunak. And it's all normal. There's nothing to worry about. Or so the media would have you believe. So I've got to be honest, when I see Barack Obama, who, of course, is essentially the current president of the United States, I believe that Joe Biden is just a puppet, a very bad puppet, actually, but one that they managed to install. I think it's Obama who's been calling the shots in the background. And I think that it's the Obama policies that the Biden regime is following. It's the Obama people, the ex-Obama staffers, who are amongst those in the Biden camp. So as long as we understand that we talk about Biden as president, but he's not really, it is Obama. So why would the US president the de facto US president be in Downing Street? Well, we're being told, he wanted to have a chat to Rishi Sunak about AI because Barak's awfully worried about AI. Do you believe that? I find it strange. I find it less likely than, for example, he wants to sort of gee up European support for the continued aggression against Russia. I suspect that's more likely what he was talking about. I don't know why he had to travel to the UK. He just couldn't have done a call. But anyway, there's a significance in his presence. And I don't think it's innocent. I don't think it's benign. And I don't think it's good. It's not something I was not happy to see Barack Obama ever in the UK. I thought he's a real bad actor, a very bad one. But there he appeared. And as I say, apparently, the cover story is about AI. Now, there might be an element of AI in it, insofar as I'm sure our globalist masters do want to make sure that they control every aspect of AI and that AI can get into the position where it can pretty much control us to their benefit. So I can understand that as well being potentially why he came. But it just seems so weird that that this guy just suddenly appears, rocks up, has an hour chat, cup of tea, and leaves. Or someone said, shoots, eats, and leaves. I don't understand why that would quite be the case. Also, you know, is this the number one priority for Rishi Sunak to sit down and have cups of tea with, former US presidents? I mean, you're not going to see Donald Trump rock up in Downing Street, are you? But of course, Obama, the globalists all love each other. That's the other thing. They're all, they'll also eat each other, but they do fundamentally get along because they share the same dark ideology, the same toxic beliefs. So in one way, I suppose you could say, well, what's more natural then for Rishi Sunak and Barack Obama to get together because they are globalists? But on the other hand, the timing of it seems strange. And particularly when the Ukraine misadventure seems to be running into the literal mud, maybe we're going to have another spring offensive. What do you think? Spring offensive 23 didn't work. What about spring of defensive 24? Maybe Barak was trying to divvy up enthusiasm from Sunak for that. And indeed, because he had been in other Europe, to be fair, he had visited other European capitals as well, which is also suspicious. So, I just don't think that it's plausible to suggest that such a senior and indeed distinguished figures, Barack Obama, would just be casually traveling around shooting the breeze about his pet theories in AI. I don't really think that's remotely plausible. I think whatever was happening yesterday, it's part of a broader piece. We can't see it all yet, or at least I can't see what the broader piece is. But it's a wee bit like, you know, having a visit from the angel of death. It's not really something that we should sort of view as being welcome in our country. So there we have it anyway. We have the former U.S. president, Mr. Barack Obama, sitting down for a cup of tea, maybe tiffin, with Rishi Sunak in Downing Street. And the cover story is they were there to talk about artificial intelligence. Maybe Rishi Sunak could do with some artificial intelligence, because he and his awful administration appear to have none of their own. Thanks so much for listening.